This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Expect longer security lines and a busier terminal at Denver International Airport for the week. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
The airport says spring break travel is at its peak. It estimates about 600,000 passengers will come through TSA checkpoints through the end of the month. The increase in families traveling for spring break overlaps with the end of ski season travel. The airport is encouraging passengers to arrive at least 2 hours before their scheduled departure. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Two landmarks in western Colorado have been renamed. Damian Altamirano is a senior at Cedar Edge High School. He was part of the multi-year effort to change the offensive names of a creek and mesa in Delta County.
Obviously, the issue is very imperative, but it was very slow. This began in our freshman year, and now it's finally come to a close 4 years later.
Earlier this month, the U.S. Geographic Renaming Board approved Clay Mesa and Clay Creek as the landmark's new names. Soon, ID cards issued by Colorado's colleges and universities will come with extra information. The cards will include numbers for Colorado's crisis line and the National Suicide Prevention Hotline, known as 988. Governor Jared Polis signed the bipartisan policy into law on Friday, and it will take effect starting in August. Schools that do not issue IDs are required to distribute the information in other ways. This is CPR News and KRCC. How much would you pay for a timeshare on the moon? Before you get too excited, no, you can't do that right now. But a new series on Apple TV Plus follows a salesman who does just that. He sells timeshares on the moon in the future. We'll hear more about this show from its star coming up next on Fresh Air.